The satellite view of the blue planet Earth at dusk, its night lights visible from space. Monumental metallic lettering spelling the word Universal encircles the globe, settling in front of it. www.universalstudios.com. Hands pop open a pink suitcase. Mattel Playground Productions presents. Several pink outfits and a tiara are placed in the suitcase. Barbie in Rockin' Royals. A blue duffel bag is chucked onto the floor and filled with sheet music and a pair of headphones, while elsewhere a yellow dress is plucked out of a pink wardrobe. An arm adorned in silver bangles and blue painted nails picks up a stack of t-shirts. A lid is put on a box containing sparkling high heels. The blue manicured hands pick up patterned blue boots, while the other hands close the lid on a jewelry box containing a pink jeweled necklace. A sparkling blue guitar case with wavy patterns is shut, encasing a pink and blue electric guitar with white bolts of lightning detailing. The neatly packed pink suitcase is shut, and the blue duffel bag is zipped up. The trunk of a black limo full of suitcases is shut, as is the tailgate door of a purple SUV, its trunk also full. A bird's-eye view of a convoy of cars drive along a tree-lined road. A girl in a pink patterned strapless dress pulls a short scepter out of a pink purse. Moving it over her empty drinks cup, it refills, and the blonde-haired girl sips from a pink straw. Her chauffeur looks in the rearview mirror at her.
We're almost there, princess.
Thank you, Philip.
Quite the adventure awaits, wouldn't you say, Your Highness? Just think of it, a whole 2 weeks at Camp Royalty, the great outdoors, mingling with other royals your own age.
No stuffy ceremonies to attend. The chance to kick off my glass slippers, try some new things, maybe even have a little fun.
A novel concept, indeed.
A tiara perched on her head, Princess Courtney giggles. Two massive yachts are sat at anchor on a dock.
When lining up on the dock, pop campers, please stay on the right. Royals to the left.
In a round courtyard, SUVs and limos are parked up.
Walk it over here.
They high-five and a porter handles suitcases.
That's great. Just a few more things.
His shoulders slump at the huge pile.
Thank you so much.
Aubrey! Genevieve! It's so good to see you!
Hello, Edmund.
Genevieve?
He bows.
Selfie!
Like, high quality.
The princesses stare at the rocker kids.
Hey, Marcus, don't drop those.
What?
What? Ah!
Uncultured show-offs.
Pink-haired Sloane glowers at them.
Hey, check it out. Spoiled brats.
Where do you want this luggage?
Has anyone seen a pink hat box?
Princess Courtney, I must take my leave. But I shall see you back here in 2 weeks.
If I need anything, though, I can call you, right?
I'm sure that won't be necessary.
Because I'll be having too good of a time.
That's the spirit.
Courtney waves as her chauffeur, Philip, drives away. With a nervous expression, she turns to face the filling dock, two separate lines leading to a white yacht and one to a blue and gold. Back on the tree-lined road, the purple SUV whizzes towards the docks.
Eddie, can you pick up the pace? I was supposed to be there like 5 minutes ago.
I'm not going to get a speeding ticket just because one of us hasn't met an alarm she couldn't sleep through.
Ha ha ha. You're hilarious. And the slowest driver ever.
Relax, Erica. I'll get you to the dock in time, okay? But why'd you cancel your tour to go to this Camp Pop anyway?
Having the spotlight to yourself can get kind of lonely. You're surrounded by tons of people, but no one really feels like your friend.
Sorry, kid. I didn't realize things were that tough.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining. I love performing.
Her hair has blue streaks in it.
I don't know. Maybe things will be different at camp.
Leaning into the front seat, Erica awkwardly twiddles the pink straw in her drinks cup. Back on the dock...
Princes, princesses, let's keep things orderly, shall we?
Olivia huffs toward Sloane. Who huffs back?
Oh, dear. We're almost behind schedule. Who do we have here? Oh, Princess Aubrey of Allenbrook.
Wearing a flowing green dress, Aubrey curtsies.
Princess Olivia of Belmere?
She strikes a pose holding a patterned fan up.
Erica of...
Oh, that's odd. There's no kingdom listed.
The man looks about.
I'm sorry, but could you...
Are you Erica?
No, but...
And if you would be so kind as to wait your turn... Erica!
Here! I'm here! Sorry, I'm late!
Whoa! Oh, gracious me!
Oh, careful!
Oh, sorry. Let me get that.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're a princess?
That's what my mom keeps telling me.
Lady Anne's gonna love you.
The man, Clive, grabs his clipboard.
All right, let's move it along, shall we? It's time to depart.
Well, see ya! Thank you!
Oh, good.
She checks her scepter's okay.
No! Wait! You forgot a name!
Grabbing a pole, she nearly falls into the water as the regal yacht pulls away.
Courtney.
Did you say Courtney?
She tries to style out her near fall.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Isn't it hard to perform in that ball gown? Perform? Anyway, come with me.
The bright-haired woman, Stevie, leads Courtney to the large white yacht.
Watch your step.
The two yachts, sailing nearly side by side, cut gentle V's in the water. On the deck of the larger royal one, Erica, dressed in jeans and a floral print top, her blue-streaked hair set in a tall quiff, walks out on the main deck and sets down her guitar case.
How's it going?
She waves, and the crowd stare blankly at her before turning back to their conversations. Meanwhile, on the deck of the white yacht, Sloane and her friends stare at Courtney and whisper rudely.
Hello.
Courtney is ignored by a passing girl.
How do you do?
She smiles up at a boy and girl walking past, but they too blank her, leaving her grimacing. The huge yachts approach a shimmering purple veil of light that stretches across the waterway. First the royal yacht, and then the Rock Kids yacht passes through the shimmering light, bright white beams spiraling around them. Breaking through the veil to the other side reveals two large buildings nestled in colorful forests close to the shoreline. One castle-like, the other very modern with a guitar-shaped dock. A cove separates them, with a wooded island at its center. Courtney notices a pair of colorful-haired girls smiling.
Can't wait.
Can't wait! Can't wait! Can't wait!
Can't wait to see everyone. Can't wait to sing in the sun. You know I'm ready for fun. All right! Gotta get to camp.
The royals disembark, Erica looking bemused as she follows behind. Courtney follows the Rocker Kids onto shore, looking equally confused by her surroundings.
Horseback riding, fine arts every day. Hot beats, cool riffs, new tunes I get to play. Feels so magical everywhere you go. Gonna rock and roll now. Got my ball gowns, high heels, tiara case. High top, star shades, speakers, electric bass.
Every year it's just like coming home. Oh yeah. Can't wait to see everyone. Can't wait to see.
The rockers dance around a colorful fountain.
Gotta get to camp.
Then in front of gigantic Music Note treehouse dormitories.
Now we'll get to be singing our own songs.
Poised and confident, nothing can go wrong.
Finally get to be.
be somewhere we belong. It's my favorite day, it's my favorite place, guaranteed to be great. Yeah, gotta get to camp.
Courtney smiles at the dancing. The two yachts sail away from the docks.
Hey, gang! I'm Finn Oxford, your fearless leader here at Camp Pop.
Courtney quizzically mouths, "Camp Pop?"
Greetings to all. I am Lady Anne, headmistress and owner of Camp Royalty.
Erica mouths, "Royalty?"
I hope you superstars are stoked, because the next 2 weeks are all about finding your own individual sound.
Here, you will hone the skills necessary to serve your kingdoms with style and elegance. For being a proper royal is about more than merely possessing a title.
Whether you're into pop, punk, metal or country, you'll learn how to shred a guitar solo, swagger like Jagger, and dress like a diva, darlings.
He winks.
From equestrian training and fine art to a cappella and dance, a magical experience awaits.
And most of all, you're gonna have fun. Now, who's ready to rock the house?
Speech is over. As the pop campers disperse, Courtney looks about, confused.
Excuse me, could you... pardon me, but I think I'm... Okay.
Watch where you're going.
Sorry, I'm just a little lost.
Sloane cocks an eyebrow at her.
No kidding. It looks like Cinderella took a wrong turn on her way to the ball.
They leave Courtney looking morose.
Don't worry about Sloane. She's super talented and super grumpy.
I'll try to remember that.
Wait, are you a princess?
Yes, I am.
Whoa! I've never met one in person.
Me neither. What are you doing here?
Sticking out like a sore thumb for the most part. Would you mind pointing me towards the office?
They point to a tall, piano-shaped building.
Oh, thank you so very much.
You're welcome!
The two younger campers wave at her. Over at Camp Royalty, Erica looks around as she walks into the castle-like complex.
Her hair! It's so blue! Who does she look just like?
Erica Juno? What would she be doing at Camp Royalty?
Shh! I think she heard us!
Erica places down her guitar case.
This really is going to be the best year ever.
Yoo-hoo! Prince Chadwick!
Could you please remove whatever that is? It's completely in my way.
Sorry about that.
What kind of kingdom allows its royalty to dress like that?
Erica's mouth sets into a line. At Camp Pop, Finn paces.
Sweetheart, how many times do I have to say this? I don't care if you offer me triple what it's worth. I am not selling my camp!
He glances at a TV screen.
In fact, I'm branching out.
The screen shows a video of a giant drum kit replacing the castle.
That's absurd, darling. This lake isn't big enough for both of us to expand. And let's be honest, music is a fickle business. One day you're on top, the next you're a has-been.
A model castle on the piano.
Perhaps you should cut your losses now and get out.
Oh, at least I'm developing real talent over here while you're doing what exactly, eh? Running an outdated charm school?
No! How dare you?
We have a situation.
This conversation is over!
In Lady Anne's office?
Nope. Not a princess.
Duchess? Not even a countess by marriage?
I'm only a teenager, so no. You don't know who I am, do you?
Not a clue.
Cool.
Her red hair in a neat coif, Anne gives a tense smile.
Exactly how did this happen?
Oh, her name was on the list.
Anne's eye ticks as Erica drums on her legs.
And when I was called, I just went where I was told.
Finn offers a tense smile as he types.
Yeah, well, it looks like there's been some sort of system glitch.
Courtney glances at the gold records on the wall.
I knew we shouldn't have switched to the same data-sharing network. Gah! Typical of the royals, always trying to make my life difficult.
Finn, standing in a huff, his arms crossed tightly. His assistant, Stevie, taps his shoulder and gestures to Courtney, who smiles broadly.
Sorry for the mix-up, Princess.
But clearly, you're at the wrong camp.
So, what do I do now?
She pops her feet on the desk.
First, we'll need to verify your enrollment status, then correct the administrative error in order to process your transfer.
Trouble is, it's getting kind of late, so there's nothing we can do right now.
You mean I have to stay here?
Clive here will find you some accommodations for the evening. Off you go now.
Anne pinches her brow.
We'll take care of this as soon as we possibly can. High five.
Courtney's taken aback. Smiling shyly, she lifts a hand and waves regally. Utterly confused, Finn takes her hand.
Stevie will take care of your lodging, okay?
Okay.
Don't look so worried. It's probably just for one night. Two at the most!
He waves as she walks away along a floor painted with a giant keyboard. The light fading, the blue musical note treehouse dormitories glow from within, each a different color.
Wow, adorable!
Courtney climbs the circular staircase up into the purple-glassed one, her pink purse held tightly against her chest.
This is going to be interesting.
She walks into a clear glass door. Peering in, no one appears to be inside.
Hello? Well, whoa, what are you waiting for?
Come on in already. Make yourself at home. Nothing's ever locked at Camp Pop.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
I didn't know. Sorry.
Bucket chairs hanging from chains.
Whoa. Listen, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but... I'm sorry, what's your name?
Courtney.
I'm Raina, and this is Zia.
Hello.
Pleased to meet you. Anyway, no offense, Courtney, but aren't you a little, overdressed for camp?
Well, I...
And trust me, that's coming from somebody who wears ruffles and fringe.
She's like a parade float.
Raina cocks her brows at Zia.
So, what kind of music do you do? You know, what's your style?
I don't really have one. I'm a princess.
Who isn't around here? Am I right?
Courtney smiles sweetly at them.
Wait, you're not kidding. She's not kidding.
No, I'm not.
So, are we supposed to bow in your presence or something?
Oh, that won't be necessary.
Do you have any evil stepsisters?
Well, one is a little bossy.
Have you ever yelled, "Off with their head!"
No. Royal life isn't nearly as exciting as that. Trust me.
Do you live in a castle? Are you cursed by a witch?
Have you ever turned a frog into a handsome prince?
Sia, come on now. That's just in fairy tales.
Wait, have you?
At Camp Royalty, Castle Treehouses sit nestled in purple and white blooming trees.
A royal treehouse?
Erica climbs a spiral staircase with a golden railing.
Whoa, check it out.
Hello? Anyone here?
Wow, fancy schmancy.
She smiles as she looks around the palatial room. Three beds sit in a semicircle at its edge.
May I help you?
Oh, hi. Well, I'm...
Ooh, you must be here to give us our manis. What do you think, Genevieve? I was thinking about French tips, but maybe I should go with something more daring.
Aubrey, unless our guest has a giant emery board in there, I don't think that's why she's here.
Do you?
She shakes no.
Well, that's disappointing, because these cuticles are a mess.
Aubrey wiggles her fingers.
My name's Erica. Lady Anne said I could stay here. But don't worry, it won't be for long. I'm moving to the other side of the lake.
Wait, you're a pop star.
Wait a second. You're Erica Juno!
Oh, yeah, I am.
I wanted you to plate my Sweet 16. Daddy said no.
You're not going to trash our room, are you?
What? No.
Sign my magazine?
Sure.
Blare loud music all night long.
I brought headphones.
Is it true you get to fly in a private jet and go all over the world?
Sometimes.
And what about an entourage? I love my own entourage!
You're a princess, Aubrey. You already have an entourage.
Oh, right.
Erica laughs.
Have you ever smashed a guitar on stage? I saw that in a movie once. It looked so much like fun.
Erica hides her guitar behind her back, giving Genevieve and Aubrey a cautious smile. The next morning, the sun rises over green mountains behind the two camps.
I can't find it, Zia.
You sure you packed it?
Of course I'm sure. I never go anywhere without it.
Huh?
We're gonna be late. Got it. So, what do you think?
A pink high ponytailed wig.
Very... colorful. It's just that you already have such amazing hair. I guess you're right. Besides, we have to stop by Wardrobe later anyway. Maybe I'll find something better.
You mean you can wear whatever you want? Nobody picks your clothes for you?
Not since I was 3, no.
Anyway, sorry to bolt, but band practice starts in like 5 minutes. And then we've got a Strut Your Stuff dance class after that.
And this year, we get to learn special effects. Lasers, lighting, sparkles, you name it.
Come on, Zia. I'm guessing that's probably not her kind of thing.
Unless you want to check it out. I mean, as long as you're here.
I don't know.
No worries. I just thought it'd be fun.
Fun.
Courtney opens up her pink purse and pulls out her magical scepter, hiding it behind her back.
Yes, I mean, that sounds lovely.
At Camp Royalty...
I don't know, Genevieve. Are you certain we don't have tea party etiquette first?
Positive.
She magics a scroll with her purple-topped scepter.
Hold on. How did you do that?
With my scepter, of course.
All royals have one.
Whoa.
Scepter training starts at 10. After that, it's tea time.
Oh, and then we get to groom the unicorns.
Aubrey magics a floating stuffed toy unicorn.
Yeah, right. And when do we get to ride the centaurs?
Wait, does Camp Pop have centaurs? That is so unfair.
Right, unicorns.
I suppose we could bring you along to meet them.
Wait. What?
They're really beautiful.
Unless you have to get going.
Yeah, I probably should.
Okay.
The unicorn toy floating about behind her, Erica considers.
Hey, wait up!
Feels like the perfect day to be brand new. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's time to make the world understand you.
A unicorn walking towards her, Erica backs up slowly. A boy hands her a sugar lump, which she feeds it. Working on Pyros. She uses her scepter on the kid's pyro. The scepter training teacher conjures a rainbow. Erica smiles shyly as Aubrey points out Prince Edmund looking at her. At Camp Pop, Courtney tries to keep up with the dancing. Raina in purple cowboy boots tapping her toes and hitting a heel with her hand, followed by Marcus doing some hip-hop moves. Encouraged by the others, Courtney does some stiff dance moves.
Ego is nothing short of astounding. I mean, honestly, who in their right mind thinks teaching a bunch of misfits how to bang on a cowbell is more important than cultivating the finest royal traditions?
The man is delusional, Lady Anne. And what you provide to these budding monarchs is truly a gift.
It is, isn't it?
She wears a thick pearl necklace.
Think, Clive, think! There must be a way to acquire his property and teach him a lesson at the same time.
Does it have to be legal?
Bespectacled Clive leans closer to Lady Anne. They stop and listen.
How lovely. One of our new campers, perhaps? Shall we?
Smiling, Clive follows Annie like a lapdog.
See? I told you it was her. I can't believe it.
Wow.
Fellow campers watch in awe, apart from Olivia, who rolls her eyes.
Why, I have never heard such a powerful voice. Oh, pity it will go to waste under Finn's mediocre guidance.
Lady Anne, don't you know who that is? That's Erica Juno. She's the coolest thing ever. Look.
Anne and Clive gawk at the pop magazine featuring Erica.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
A romantic dinner followed by a walk by the lake?
Oh, Clive, you are a cut-up.
His shoulders droop as he follows after her. Stood on his desk in his office, Finn shreds on his guitar. Kinking his neck, he falls to the ground.
Boss, phone call.
Hmm?
It's the royal pain.
About time. Calling me back so soon? I mean, I've only left you 5 messages about this camper mix-up. Who's counting, eh?
Oh, charming as always, Finn. But unfortunately, rectifying our little situation will have to wait, as I've been informed that our computer system has mysteriously gone dead.
Much like your career, I suspect.
Oh, nice. You just think that up? At least we have a skill the world actually needs.
So, in other words, your protégés are more deserving than mine, is that it? Then why not prove it?
And how do you suggest we do that?
Well, let me think. Perhaps a sing-off? Camp Royalty versus Camp Pop.
My kids against yours. You can't be serious.
Perfectly. The winning camp shall be awarded all of the property surrounding the lake. The losing camp shall close its doors for good.
What do I get the feeling that you're up to something? Hey? After all, you've got one of my pop kids over there.
Please. And you have an entire camp full of them. So why worry?
Clive does a jig.
Unless you're not up for the challenge.
Finn considers.
Lady A, you're on.
Excellent. Clive will be in touch to work out the details.
He salutes her.
How it is possible that you and that man were ever romantically involved, I will never know.
Oh, it was a long time ago, Clive. Before I realized that rock and royalty do not mix.
An old photo of Anne and Finn performing on stage.
You're not serious, Courtney.
No, really. And then, when she unveiled her portrait, it was a donkey in a dress.
You pranked the Duchess?
Did she ever find out?
Nope. Oh, I never told anyone that before.
Well, we're truly honored.
To Courtney, Princess of Pranks.
So, long story short, that's when I got to sing my very first solo.
Erica stirs her tea.
At the Paris Palladium? When you were 5?
I could barely dress myself at that age.
You're not that great at it now, Edmund.
Greetings, everyone. I have a thrilling announcement. At the conclusion of this year's session, we shall participate in what promises to be another glorious moment in our storied history.
We're talking about the biggest challenge ever to hit this lake. A competition to end all competitions. A sing-off between Camp Pop and Camp Royalty.
A projection appears on the wall.
And check out who's agreed to be our judges. Rock legend, Allegra James.
A woman with a purple bob haircut.
Prince Reginald of Thistlebrook.
A man in a formal jacket.
And Svetlana Petronova, head of Camp Arabesque.
I don't know.
I feel like I should know who that is.
You don't know.
Rehearsals shall commence first thing in the morning.
So, get ready to rock!
Yeah! And may the best camp win!
Courtney applauds and Erica gives two thumbs up.
Is there a word for something that's more awesome than just regular awesome? Because that's what this sing-off's gonna be. Those snooty little royals aren't gonna know what hit them.
Polishing a cowboy boot.
Sorry, Courtney. I forgot those are your people.
Please, I'm not offended. I've never been to Camp Royalty or know anyone there, and Camp Pop is so different than I expected. Whatever happens, you're going to be amazing.
Don't you mean we?
Long as you're here, Princess, you're one of us. You're part of the band. Thank you, but I'm not sure what I would have to offer.
Girl, you need to loosen up and have some fun.
Everyone's got a talent, you just need to let it out. I know, you're right. I'm working on it.
And while you're at it, maybe you should work on your wardrobe too.
Wait, what's wrong with my dress?
Well, it's nothing a little restyling won't fix.
No, wait!
Courtney backs away from Zia's scissors and pulls out her scepter. Her pink ball gown transforms into a hot pink dress.
That was so cool! Wasn't that cool?
How's this for a start?
Now that's a dress. What else can you do with that?
Can I try?
Aubrey magics a blue face mask on Erica, who has slices of cucumbers over her eyes.
Oh, wow. It feels so tingly.
That's how you know it's working.
She lifts off the slices as someone comes in.
Genevieve, where have you been? You're late for beauty night.
Olivia cornered me after dinner to talk about the competition. Her tiara's in a twist over song selection.
You guys must be psyched about going head-to-head with Camp Pop.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Actually, no.
Not really. We're good, but not that good.
We're really not.
Guys, don't underestimate yourselves. Listen, whenever I get nervous in front of a large crowd,
you picture everyone in their underwear.
No, gross. I just close my eyes and imagine I'm singing all by myself. Then I'm fine. You can do this. And while I'm here, I'll help how I can.
Really? You would do that for us?
Totally. That's what friends do.
Princess Aubrey and Genevieve embrace their new friend. Back at Camp Pop, Finn and Stevie nod at each other as the campers learn dance steps.
Okay, gang. Take five.
Hey, Courtney. I'm sorry for the holdup, but I haven't been able to make any headway with Camp Royalty about your transfer.
It's fine, really.
Really?
I'm actually having a good time. Everyone is really nice. It's just so different here. Being around so many creative people is inspiring.
Oh, that's great.
I'd love to stay.
You got it, Princess.
High five.
Let's go, superstars! From the top!
Black-haired Finn walks out of the rehearsal space dressed in his usual purple velvet jacket, a swagger in his step. At Camp Royalty, Edmund is walking while reading the pop magazine featuring Erica.
That looks perfect. I don't know.
Trust me, it looks brilliant.
Okay, if you say so.
Erica, I almost didn't recognize you.
Yeah, it's not exactly my style, but my roomies here thought I needed a new look.
It was long overdue, and it totally suits you.
It does. You look amazing.
Thanks.
Erica, may I have a word?
See you later, guys.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
As you must have surmised by now, your transfer to Camp Pop has hit a slight snag.
A complete lack of organization on their part.
But I trust you've been made to feel welcome here?
Absolutely. It's been cool. I've made some great friends.
Lovely. And speaking of that, I had the absolute pleasure of hearing you sing yesterday.
Oh, we are all huge, huge fans of your work.
Thanks.
No, thank you. A talent like yours is a rare find indeed. In fact, I only wish you could remain here and compete in the sing-off as a member of Camp Royalty's a cappella group.
As our featured vocalist? What an honor that would be!
Wow, I don't know what to say. I mean, I guess I could.
Splendid! Run along now, our star.
Bye.
They share an evil laugh. At Camp Pop, Courtney enters a practice room.
Hello? Is anyone here?
She slowly walks into the space.
Must be early.
Looking down, she notices a keyboard. With a smile, she sits on its stool. She cautiously looks around and, seeing no one is there, pulls out her scepter and, with a twirl, magics it into a white and pink gemstone-encrusted mic, which she slips into a stand.
I
I spend too much time thinking about who I'm supposed to be. I play by everybody's rules that don't seem right to me. I'm cool and polite on the outside. When I get a chance, I run and I hide. If your eyes are closed, it's hard to see. What if I back down now? 'Cause I'm afraid of what might happen. What if they turn away when I show them who I truly am? What if I lose my breath when I throw those big doors open? Oh, tonight.
Her new friends sneak in.
Just tonight.
And grab their instruments.
What if I shine?
As they start to play with her, Courtney's eyes goggle.
Should I even care? They're all sitting there and everyone's staring at me. If I step out in the spotlight, maybe I'll be set free. What if I back down now? 'Cause I'm afraid. About who I'm supposed to be. But what if I sing out loud? Because anything can happen. What if I stand up proud and show them who I truly am? They're gonna call my name and I'll throw these big doors open. 'Cause tonight, just tonight, I'm gonna shine, I shine.
Whoa! What was that?
Where did you learn that? I kind of wrote it. You wrote that?
That was off the hook!
I'm not really allowed to play it at the castle. It's kind of a classical music-only zone.
Do you have any more?
More? But you guys are so good. Why would you want to play my music?
My thoughts exactly. As our friend Marcus here said, what was that?
I think it's called making music, Sloan. It's a little something we do around here.
And it was slamming! Who knew Courtney could sing like that?
Hello? We have a competition coming up. So maybe you should skip the sappy sing-alongs and practice the actual number we're going to perform.
They cower under Sloane's glare.
Okay with you, Princess? Or would you rather go across the lake where you belong?
Courtney, don't listen to Sloane.
You were awesome.
So good. Thanks. I appreciate it. Sorry, I just need some fresh air.
With a sheepish smile toward Sloane, she hurries out of the rehearsal room, taking her mic with her.
We are at camp. Isn't all the air fresh? See ya.
At Camp Royalty, Olivia is at the head of a V formation of campers.
It is the role of a princess to hold her head up high. An honor, a privilege, today and days gone by. A princess is loyal, a smile upon her face. Wherever she may travel, the world's a better place. When you're a princess, it's all up to you. When you're a princess, the good that you do. And now we're together for summer in the sun. We're When you're a princess, you get what you give. When you're a princess.
Cut! What, may I ask, was that?
Just a little improv. I thought the song could use more edge.
Oh, I see. And you just decided that all on your own, did you?
Yeah, I did.
You can solo all you want at Camp Pop, but at Camp Royalty, we do things as an ensemble. The whole point is to blend in, not stand out.
Olivia, maybe Erica has a point.
Updating our material might not be a bad thing.
After all, we're competing with Camp Pop.
And we're going to lose! Sorry, did I say that out loud?
Olivia glares at her groupies.
The song is perfect the way it is. We don't need to change a thing. Are we clear?
Crystal.
Maybe you might be more comfortable across the lake.
Erica!
Ugh, I can't work with these people.
Erica?
Not now, Clive.
No! Lady Anne cannot lose because of some unpredictable pop star. Okay, Clive, it's hero time!
Courtney wanders along the sandy shoreline between the two camps.
What if I sing out loud? Because anything can happen. What if I stand up proud and show them who I truly am? They're gonna call my...
That's really beautiful.
I'm sorry. I didn't see you there.
Happens to me all the time. Getting lost in a song? Hey, I know you. We met on the dock. Right, when I was trying to make the boat. The wrong boat, by the way.
Wait, you're the one who's supposed to be at Camp Pop.
'Cause you're the one who's supposed to be at Camp Royalty.
With a grin, Erica extends her hand.
I'm Erica.
Pleasure to meet you. I'm Courtney.
They shake hands.
Princess Courtney? Just Courtney. Should I call you Princess Erica? Nice ball gown.
Oh, right. No, I was just trying to roil it up, I guess. That's a cool outfit, too.
Thanks. It was a nice change.
They walk along the beach together.
I mean, I was just trying to liven up the song. But Olivia wasn't having any of it.
I'm sorry to hear that. Tradition can be really important to royals. Change is scary.
So are angry princesses.
I know what you mean, though. Some of the pop kids didn't take kindly to me singing one of my songs.
Music can be really competitive. She probably feels threatened by you. You're good.
Thanks. I guess we were just fooling ourselves, thinking we could fit in.
So, it's a plan? We just do it. Switch camps right now?
I don't see why we can't.
Okay, let's do this. Just follow the lakeshore till you reach a bunch of castles.
You too, but stop at the big piano.
That sounds cool.
It is. You're going to love Camp Pop. It's so much fun.
And I think you'll really like Camp Royalty. I mean, I thought it was going to be awful. Some of the people I've met are really awesome.
The friends I made at Camp Pop are really nice too.
That's what I'll miss. The friends.
Well, now I feel worse than before.
You know, we could always not switch camps. Keep things the way they are.
And make the best of it. After all, there's only a week left. See you at the sing-off.
Wouldn't miss it.
The girls share a hug, then head off back to their camps. Elsewhere, a table is laden with gift boxes and flowers.
So, as I was saying, Miss Petronova, Allegra James will most likely side with Camp Pop, while Prince Reginald will undoubtedly remain loyal to Camp Royalty, which leaves one vote still in play.
He opens a box containing a floral, jewel-adorned pearl necklace. Petronova's eyes widen.
So, we have a deal?
Clive gives a conspiratorial grin.
Because it's a waste of our time, that's why.
But how do you know if you won't even listen to it?
Listen to what?
Nothing, Lady Anne. Just an artistic difference of opinion.
It's just a new song I've been playing around with.
May I see?
I thought it might give us a fresher sound.
But, as I was just explaining to our guest, Camp Royalty's performance piece has already been selected. And given what little rehearsal time we have left...
I say you do it.
I'm sorry, do what now?
Perform Erica's song. She's absolutely right. It's fresh, it's original, it's got pizzazz, and it will provide the perfect spotlight for her superstar talent, which is our key to victory over Camp Pop.
Thanks, Lady Anne.
My pleasure. Now get to work and make Camp Royalty proud.
Crossing her arms over her waist, Olivia walks off in a huff. At Camp Pop...
No, no, no! Are you serious? That's the best you can do? Reyna, you missed the key change on the bridge. Zia, you missed the bridge entirely.
Zia rolls her eyes.
And you guys were flatter than a pancake.
She paces the floor.
Unbelievable.
You don't have to be so mean about it.
I'm sorry. Did you say something?
With a sarcastic grin, Sloane turns to her.
I said you don't have to be so mean. Everybody's just trying to do their best.
Yeah? And what would you know about it, Princess?
Sloane, nobody's feeling this number. Maybe we should try one of Courtney's songs instead.
Are you kidding me? A princess can't write songs?
Says who? A good song can come from anywhere. And from anyone. You write songs?
She sure does.
They're really good.
Well, let's hear one, Princess.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, Courtney.
But which one? The one we played this morning.
Yeah, you've got to be kidding me.
Creativity should always be encouraged, Sloane. Judgment can wait.
Zia nods, then strums her black and white electric guitar.
I wanna turn it up, so don't you turn me down. 'Cause when we get together, we got a rockin' sound. Don't need to follow in somebody else's steps. We make our own moves, I think you know the rest. Just look around now.
Finn smiles and nods his head.
Look what you got now.
Sloane catches herself smiling.
When we're together, it's meant to be, yeah.
This is insane. If you think we're going to play a song by a princess...
I'd say you'd win the competition. You want to win, don't you, Sloane?
Yes.
Great! Rock on, everybody!
Finn swaggers out of the room.
Yes!
Yeah!
At Camp Royalty, Erica stands in front of a line of other campers. Olivia stood with her arms tightly crossed.
Everybody's got a voice, so use it loud and clear. Raise it up to the sky and tell them that we're here. Get ready for the ride. Show them what we've got inside.
Okay, that was better, but your harmonies have got to be way tighter.
Olivia smiles as the singers scoff at the note.
Perhaps we're not the problem.
Meaning what? There's something wrong with the song?
That, and the fact that you've given yourself every single solo, reducing the rest of us into backup singers.
Olivia scowls at her.
I'm sorry, Olivia, but did you not hear what Lady Anne said? Camp Royalty needs my voice to win the competition. It's a sing-off, not a tea party. So maybe you should stick to what you know and leave the music to a professional.
Perhaps it slipped your mind, but this camp is for royalty. And we don't need some one-hit wonder telling us what to do or how to do it.
Fine. You want to go down in flames? Be my guest.
Oh, no!
Come, quickly. Erica!
Please don't walk away.
Don't go! Erica! Come back!
Let's figure something out.
Guys, Olivia's never going to listen.
We'll talk to her.
Although, to be honest, she does have a point.
What?
This sing-off isn't just about you.
I have to get out of here.
She turns and walks away, her expression sad and a touch ashamed. Later, she slips into Lady Anne's office.
Hello? Anyone here? Come on, Eddie, pick up. Pick up.
Hey, rock and roll is here to stay, but I am out.
Oh, no, no, thank you, Lady Anne. Oh, I'm sure I'm not the smartest man in the world. Top five, maybe. You're too kind.
Erica hides under the table with Lady Anne's model camp on it.
Oh, poor Finn Oxford. What will you do when you lose the sing-off and have to close Camp Pop for good?
Erica's eyes goggle.
Don't care! After all, a bet's a bet, and Camp Royalty has this in the bag! Of course, Lady Anne. I'd love to have dinner with you tonight. Or may I call you Anne? Love is in the air.
Standing, she lifts up the model castle that's been placed over Camp Pop. Genevieve polishes her violin, Aubrey her flute.
Erica! Ooh, I knew you'd come to your senses.
Can't breathe.
Sorry.
Okay, first, you were right. I let that stuff Lady Anne said go to my head and made everything all about me. So I'm really sorry about that. But second, you guys are not going to believe what I just found out. Camp Pop really does have centaurs? No.
Oh.
Lady Anne made some kind of bet with Camp Pop, and the loser has to shut down. For good.
Oh, no. What if we lose?
We can't let that happen. For either camp.
So, what do we do? We can't both win.
I have an idea. But if it's gonna work, we'll need help.
The sun set, they sneak over to Camp Pop.
Look, there's the big piano.
Cute.
Come on. This way.
This is so exciting.
Shh. It's like we're secret agents.
They come to a courtyard area with a wavy, multicolored art installation. They spot Courtney running up. Then Snatcher.
Hello.
Hi. Erica, what are you doing here?
Long story, but the future of Camp Royalty and Camp Pop is on the line.
In the rehearsal room, Sloane paces in front of the others.
Well, where is she?
Hey, everybody, I have some news. This is Princess Aubrey, Princess Genevieve, and...
Erica Juno!
How do they know?
I'll tell you later. Hey, everybody.
Courtney smiles. At Camp Royalty, Olivia raises her arms.
Everyone, your attention, please. Since Erica is notably absent, I've decided to continue with our original number.
Hold on, Olivia. We have something to tell you.
If we lose this sing-off, Camp Royalty will close forever.
What?
Well, what can we do?
And the only one who can save it is all of us, together, as a group. I see how important that is now. But we'll need your royal touch, Olivia. Truce?
As she extends a hand, Olivia considers and looks over to her friends, who nod yes.
Okay.
They shake hands.
So what's going on?
Well, I went to Lady Anne's office to call my manager.
So what do you think? Can we do this?
We
you
sure can.
Sure.
Yeah, we can.
Sloane glares at them.
Can I play lead guitar?
Was there ever a doubt?
Yeah, all right!
So, let's get to work.
A montage of the Camp Royalty and Camp Pop campers rehearsing. Royals wave scepters in the air, and the rockers play their instruments. They learn various bits of choreography. The royal more fluid, the pop star more modern. Erica twirls in a circle and Olivia smiles and presents her with a purple scepter. Jeweled mic in hand, Courtney sings alongside a smiling Sloane, who's shredding on lead guitar. A grand piano sat behind them, the royals begin to bump into each other as they dance with their scepters. Erica has an idea and simply slides into a pose and dances in her own way. The other campers happily follow suit. At Camp Pop, drummer Marcus yawns as he plays, as do Zia and Raina, who back into each other and bump heads. Both Courtney and Sloane encourage them to carry on practicing. The song now finished, they all fall over exhausted. The small island between the camps is illuminated by fireworks. Finn and Lady Anne descend stairs on a large purple stage, bumping into each other in the middle.
Is that the best you've got? Come on, let's hear it!
Welcome, one and all, to the first ever sing-off between Camp Royalty and Camp Pop.
Lady Anne, lovely as always. Although that glare off those veneers is blinding. Wish I'd worn my extra dark sunglasses.
Oh, so sweet. Can you believe he's single? You know, I hear opposites attract. Maybe you should find someone funny.
Yeah. Well then, let's introduce the judges, shall we? The reigning queen of pop music, Allegra James.
She has purple hair.
Prince Reginald of Thistlebrook.
The suave prince waves.
And Svetlana Petronova, headmistress of Camp Arabesque.
Svetlana touches her new necklace, then waves.
Woo! Love you, Svetlana!
Someone raises up a huge pink foam finger.
Now, what do you say? We get this party started!
The crowd go wild, jumping up and down.
May I present to you the Camp Royalty a cappella singers!
She and Finn smile at the crowd before nearly looking at each other, then walking away in opposite directions. As the stage goes dark, Clive gives Anne a thumbs up.
Tonight, nothing is what it seems.
sure it's coming, Lady Anne. Good thing there's Plan B.
They raise their scepter, Sloan appears upstage in a beam of white light, and gawks as Courtney appears in a blaze of pyros.
I wanna turn it up, so don't you turn me down, cause when we get together, we got a rocking sound. Don't need to follow in somebody else's steps, we make our own moves, I think you know the rest. Just look around now, look what you got now.
Pyrotechnics flash across the front and back of the stage, and the crowd go wild.
No!
Sorry. Raina stops Genevieve from smashing her violin.
You were amazing!
We were amazing!
Courtney's hair is now hot pink, and Erica's blue streaked hair hangs long. The judges are sat across from them on a platform.
That was spectacular. But what are we supposed to do now? How can we pick a winner if both camps competed together?
My dear, I am equally flummoxed. Surely there must be some sort of protocol to follow in the event of such a predicament.
The entire point of any competition is to declare a winner and a loser.
Am I right, Miss Petronova? By the way, love the necklace. It's absolutely stunning.
No, we must vote.
Never in my life have I witnessed such a travesty! Judges, I must insist you disqualify Camp Pop immediately and declare Camp Royalty the victor!
Disqualify? On what grounds?
Vocal sabotage. No doubt orchestrated by Finn Oxford himself.
You're out of your mind! I had nothing to do with this!
Awkward. Please, we both know you'd do anything to get back at me for ending our courtship.
Trust me, I call that a favor. My only regret was not sending a thank you note.
Courtney magics the trap door to open below their feet.
Wow, that was a bold move, Princess.
Thanks. Now what?
Lady Anne? Lady Anne? Lady Anne?
Never fear!
I'll get you out of there.
Must you make that racket?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is my trying to break us out of here bothering you?
Oh, I hate to tell you, darling, but you're not strong enough to open a jar of jam, let alone break out of anything.
The judges confer.
What is taking them so long?
Not a clue.
Y'all don't think they're actually gonna vote?
Out of the question.
They can't!
Can they?
No way. They couldn't possibly.
As the other two judges try to come to a decision, Svetlana touches her necklace gifted to her by Clive and smiles to herself.
Why am I not surprised, eh?
No.
You never did believe in me.
That's not true. I always had faith in your talent.
If you thought I was so great, then why'd you dump me?
Because I knew when you hit it big, you would have run off and left me behind.
They face off.
Wait, you knew I'd hit it big?
She turns away.
Yes, and that I'd never fit into that life. Rock and royalty don't mix, Finn.
He pulls out a picture.
There was always room for you in my life, Annie. There always has been.
It's the same one she keeps in her desk. They smile at each other. Meanwhile, Clive pounds the floor.
May we have everyone's attention? The judges have made their decision.
After your somewhat unorthodox but amazing performance, I've decided that I can't possibly pick a winner.
Nor can I.
I, however, can. Camp Royalty is the victor.
The large pink foam hand in the crowd slowly lowers down, and all the performers look at each other.
We won! We won! We won!
Well, we tried our best. It totally stinks that we couldn't save both camps.
I suppose we should let them out of there.
She magics open the trap door, revealing them cuddled up.
Oh, that's not right.
Ew.
Aw, you're just saying that.
I'm not.
Nor do.
They nuzzle noses.
What happened? This magic is more powerful than I thought.
Lady Anne, did you hear? Victory is ours! Camp Royalty has won! And Camp Pop is through! Done! In your face!
Actually, Clive, that's where you're wrong.
I'm sorry, what now?
The situation has changed.
Lady Anne, perhaps you're disoriented, maybe even a bit woozy from your ordeal, because the judges have made their decision.
I understand that, Clive, but Finn and I are overruling that decision.
What? No, you can't.
We can. As a result, we have a tie.
Tie? It means there's no winner
and no loser.
So both camps are saved.
How could you do this to me? To us? And why are you holding his hand?
It turns out rock and royalty can mix.
We let assumptions about each other keep us from having something special. And we pushed you guys to take sides. But those days are over.
Therefore, starting next summer, our two camps will merge into one, creating a place that will celebrate rock and royalty alike.
Clive grabs his head.
We were supposed to win!
Now, Clive...
I bribed a judge for you! You!
What?
Nothing.
Which judge?
Svetlana's empty judge's chair spins.
Oh, Clive.
You might want to make yourself scarce about now.
No, you don't understand.
Courtney magics the trap door open again. Clive dropped below the stage. Courtney and Erica share a smile.
So, a
any plans for next summer? Going on tour?
Actually, I think I'm done with the whole pop star solo act thing.
Really? Maybe you should start a band.
Maybe I should. Know anyone?
I sure do.
Yes!
Yes, I am in!
Sloane and Olivia catch each other's eye, the princess giving a wink and two thumbs up. Sloane curtsies.
Oh. That was fun.
Edmund and Erica share a smile.
Yes, well, anyway.
I knew it! Now all we need is a killer name.
How about Rockin' Royals?
That's a great name.
Brilliant!
Love it!
Can't wait.
Can't wait!
Can't wait!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Can't wait to dance right away. So many memories to make. But we'll be staying away all night. Gotta get to camp. Whoa. Gotta get to camp. Whoa.
The new Rockin' Royals group pose for a photo. Neon signs read Rockin' Royals.
Okay. Now, sometimes you gotta shine.
I've spent too much time thinking about who I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah.
I play by everybody else's rules that don't seem right to me.
Yeah, yeah.
'Cause I'm cool. Chance, I just run and hide. But if your eyes are closed, then it gets too hard to see.
What if I get afraid? Don't be afraid. What if I just turn away? Don't you turn away. What if I hide my face? Don't you hide your face. What if I lose my breath? But then I think, wait. What if I
They pose in a line, arms folded. Audio description created by Iuno SDI Group. Written and narrated by Sarah Borges. Previous credits, executive producers David Boss, Julia Pister, supervising producer David Wiebe. Produced by Margaret M. Dean, Shelley Divi Vartana. Score by Gabriel Mann and Rebecca Newbel. Edited by Cassandra Simmons. Production design by Milena Strotkovic. Written by Marcia Griffin. Directed by Karen J. Lloyd. Starring the voices of Princess Courtney, Kelly Sheridan, Erica Juno, Kiara Zanni, Princess Genevieve, Bethany Brown, Zia, Devin Dalton, Finn Oxford, Michael Dobson, Princess Aubrey, Brianna Drummond, Raina, Rachel Harrison, Clive and Prince Reginald, Alessandro Giuliani, Eddie, Peter Kalamis, Marcus, Omari Newton, Sloane, Ingrid Nilsson, Lady Anne, Nicole Oliver, Philip, Sean Smith, Princess Olivia and Stevie, Kira Tozer, Svetlana Petronova, Kelly Sheridan, Allegra James, Bethany Brown. Featuring the voices of Prince Edmund, Adrian Petriu, Junior Campers, Rachel Beck, Michael Strasiavisi, Alyssa Swales, Gabriella Turner. Voice casting and recording, Beta Spark Productions Incorporated, Richmond, British Columbia. Voice director, Terry Glasson. Songs, Gotta Get to Camp, written by Amy Powers and Gabriel Mann. Performed by Catherine Hoy, Rachel Bearer, Jessica Friedman, Christopher Harrison. Brand New Sound, written by Mansa Wakili, Kelly Wakili, Colton Fisher, Jason Rabinowitz, Jason Lamont. Performed by Kelly Wakili. What If I Shine, written by Gabriel Mann and Kay Harley. Performed by Jordan Kane and Brittany McDonald. Reprise performed by Jordan Kane. When You're a Princess and Unlock Your Dreams, written by Gianni Lurie and Gabriel Mann. Performed by Catherine Hoy, Rachel Bearer, Jessica Friedman, Christopher Harrison, Alana Da Fonseca. Find Yourself in a Song, written by Gianni Lurie and Gabriel Mann. Performed by Jordan Kane. Finale Mashup, written by Gianni Lurie and Gabriel Mann. Performed by Alana Da Fonseca, Jordan Kane, Catherine Hoy, Rachel Bearer, Jessica Friedman, Christopher Harrison. Raise Our Voices, written by Mansa Wakili, Kelly Wakili, Colton Fisher, Jason Rabinowitz, Jason Lamont, James Catalbis. Performed by Kelly Wakili. Copyright 2015, Mattel. A quote, rock your own story. Barbie. The stage now dark. Clive rises up on the trap door.
Lady Anne?
He falls in the other trap door. A space traveling bird whizzes forward in a starry sky. Rainmaker. Mattel Playground Productions.